you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, December 1st. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Public health officials had expected the new Omicron variant would show up in the U.S. eventually, and now it has. The nation's first COVID-19 case linked to Omicron has been spotted in Northern California. Details from KPCC's Julia Paskin.
The first case comes from San Francisco and involves a person who recently traveled to South Africa, where Omicron has been driving up cases. Officials say the person was vaccinated and suffered only mild symptoms. Governor Gavin Newsom says there's no need to panic, but emphasized the importance of vaccinations, boosters, and masks.
I know it's cliche to say we double down, but let's double down on our vigilance and the seriousness of purpose to work through this winter and the likelihood of experience a surge.
Health officials say they're looking for signs of Omicron in other parts of the state. I'm Julia Paskin.
As for COVID-19 cases locally, the hospital counts remain stable today. State numbers say LA County hospitals are now caring for 574 COVID-19 patients. That's up a dozen from yesterday's total. Orange County's total is down 7 to 189. LA philanthropist Jacqueline Avant was shot and killed overnight in Beverly Hills. She was 81 years old and the wife of legendary music executive Clarence Avant. Police in Beverly Hills say they got a report of a shooting in Avant's neighborhood just after 2 in the morning. Here's Beverly Hills Police Chief Mark Stainbrook.
The motives in this case are still unknown, and we are investigating all possible motives, and we will not speculate on anything that's out there, including if this was a robbery attempt or not.
Jacqueline Avant was a prominent donor to a variety of local organizations, people, and causes, including the UCLA International Student Center and the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts. LA's new anti-camping ordinance lets city council members offer motions that call for enforcement in certain areas of their districts. A few weeks ago, Kevin DeLeon asked for enforcement in 6 areas of his Boyle Heights district, and the council agreed. Well, today, Joe Buscaino asked for enforcement in 131 areas of his San Pedro district, and the council balked. It sent his request to the Homelessness and Poverty Committee. Buscaino has made a tougher stance on camping on the streets, a key part of his campaign for mayor. De Leon, who's also running for mayor, argues for a less aggressive approach to unhoused Angelenos. Well, we've told you that LA Metro wants to end its bus and train security contracts with the LAPD, the Long Beach PD, and the LA County Sheriff's Department. It's looking at bringing in unarmed security instead, although that has been delayed for a little bit. Sheriff Alex Villanueva says taking armed officers off Metro buses and trains will put riders at risk. And now he says he wants to take over security for the entire Metro system.
Remember, we're going into Super Bowl, which we're going to be hosting in February, World Cup, Olympics in 2028. We need a world-class transit system, not a mobile homeless shelter.
The sheriff also wants to put his department's homeless outreach services team on Metro buses and trains. Moving cargo faster through the busy twin ports of LA and Long Beach has involved just about everyone from the ports to the truckers to the Pacific Maritime Association, the group that represents shippers and terminal operators. 2 weeks ago, it set down new rules for lining up ships so they wouldn't be anchored in a jam just off the coast. The ships now get assigned a call time at a port, and while they wait, they have to anchor further out in the ocean. Steve Hennessy with the Pacific Maritime Association says that made everything safer when Thanksgiving arrived.
And we had winds of up to 50 knots off of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. And if we had not reduced the capacity of the queuing area or the staging area, those ships would have been in some danger of being moved by the winds, colliding.
Steve Hennessy with the Pacific Maritime Association. Don't walk on by the newest honor for singer Dionne Warwick. The story from KPCC's Tyler Wayne.
Do you know the way to Palm Springs? Well, that's where Dionne Warwick will be getting a star, on the Palm Springs Walk of Stars. The Grammy-winning singer, who's known for a string of hits, including Do You Know the Way to San Jose, Promises, Promises, and Walk On By, will be getting star number 447, but it won't be her first. In fact, Warwick already has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and will be getting her new star next Wednesday in front of the Wellwood Memorial Library in Palm Springs. I'm Tyler Wayne.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.